What's up, street dogs, street gods, street vlogging, but dogs, Erkim Das. All right, humor. So I'm currently markets with Madeline from New Zealand. Shout out to Auckland. Kiwis are the future. So yeah, just go to michael.com and look at the markets with Madeline New Zealand post. Super fire. Part two just came out. You should watch it. Pro tip, just Google X downloader and then just hyperlink, copy and paste it, and download it offline rather than having to stream it. So yeah, I think LA is the best place to be investor, blah blah. Okay, so some thoughts. So the first thought is maybe we should return back to 90s humor, watch Austin Powers, watch Mini Me, Dr. Evil, watch Zoolander, like all these Gen Z millennials who have never watched Zoolander. Fragile, do you know what Fragile is? If anything, we should get like Will Ferrell to come back and do a documentary on Bitcoin, right? It's like Ron Burgundy. I feel like humor nowadays is so emo. Actually, I think probably the number one best thing that I've done as an investor is quit the news. I've essentially quit the news and quit email and quit communications since 2017. It's 2024. I'm like, you're successful when you no longer know what day of the week it is or what month it is. I was like talking to my friend Todd Hada. Shout out to Todd. Oh, he's got a great YouTube channel. And I guess he's on TikTok now. Todd was like, I love my friend Todd. It's like, only successful real life entrepreneur I know, right? Self-employed. But he's like, do you even know what do you even know what month it is, year it is? I'm like, 2020 something, right? And actually another pro tip, someone's successful or not is they don't have a watch, right? But anyways, so what is lacking from today's world? I think honestly what we're lacking is kind of humor. We're lacking nuance, satire, comedy, like not dark emo comedy. So currently at the HBO Max headquarters, Warner Brothers Discovery, who owns HBO Max, they're a publicly traded corporation, right? Just search it. And it's kind of interesting, just follow the markets, follow the monies, and it's pretty simple, right? Like, so if you have a corporation that's publicly traded institution like Disney, whatever, right? Everyone's like bemoaning how they're just trying to take over the planet. It's like, no, they're not. They're just trying to make a profit for the investors, right? So what is all these media corporations trying to do? They're trying to, I call it fear porn or fear marketing or whatever, right? Because that everyone's trying to sell you some sort of like reason why the planet's going to burn down and they're going to cop a profit off of it. Thank God, I'm like, so this is my smart strategy going off the grid. So I bought Bitcoin in around like 2017, 2018, when it was around 6,000 to 7,000 a coin. Thought about it for a long time and put money in it. And then I said, just set it and forget it. I bought it in Coinbase and never checked it, right? And the only times I would ever even see exposure to the prices of what was happening was when I accidentally was at the gym and it was like, on the television, or I'm at the airport and I see it in a newspaper or magazine headline. But still, I would try to avoid it. So when the whole FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried thing happened, I didn't even know what happened. And when my Bitcoin value went down 90%, I didn't even know, because I wasn't even more. And then Cindy be like, or my brother-in-law gave like, do you know what the price is? I'm like, don't tell me. So yeah, actually, it's kind of like if someone wants to show you the two girl, one cup, you pay the money to not watch it, right? Like, even like the reason why TikTok and all this stuff is bad is that, and TikTok is the worst of them all because they're not regulated. Owned by ByteDance, what kind of low-key evil super mega Chinese mainland Chinese. Everyone's like, US government spying. I'm like, US government don't care what porn you're watching, right? They don't care what you do when you turn on Google Incognitos. The Chinese government, through their video games and apps, TikTok is spying on you, bro. So delete that nonsense, right? And then anyone who's kind of this like crypto anarchist, even another pro tip I have is don't trust vegans or plant-based peoples, right? Because they're too much virtue signaling. Even this one investor that I met many years ago, who was like, you know, Bitcoin's kind of digital gold, that's nonsense. He's telling me the different, you know, something else to invest in. And, you know, he was also a vegetarian vegan, right? And he's like, oh, I'm like a trillion percent sure that this thing is going to go up to $100 a thing, right? And now it's not. It's been stagnant the last 5 years at around $10, right? Fortunately, I was able to do an intelligent swap. Bought it at 10, wrote it up to 20, took it back to 10. So I cut the profit from 10 to 20, bought Bitcoin, and haven't looked back yet. Yeah, so anyone who's like kind of like low-key into like conspiracy theories, when I first made a video on Bitcoin, this was like a little bit pre-pandemic, right? I was into Digibyte DGB, right? But then the founder, Jared Tate, was like kind of became like a little bit like too, you know, crazy conspiracy theory. And then fortunately, I sold all the Digibyte and just bought Bitcoin again. Another smart trade, and I haven't checked it since. So yeah, I think there is no second best, the best is the best. What would you guess? No second best. I mean, it's kind of like an iPhone. Honestly, there is, like, in today's world, there's almost like literally 0% reason to not have an iPhone. If you had an Android, only people who have Androids or Samsungs are essentially poor people, or people who are given it too free from their carriers, or South Koreans who just kind of get, you know, they're like 70, 80 years old. They go to the local market, you know, and then they're just given some sort of Samsung phone. This is also why South Korea is not in good shape, because they're dependent on KakaoTalk, which I believe has actually got a substantive investment from the Tencent mainland Chinese corporation. And also the reason why South Koreans are quite foolish is that they're all like so anti-mainland China, right? I'm like, don't you guys realize all of you guys are on KakaoTalk? Just look at the little yellow icon. You know, probably low-key mainland China is spying on Korea, South Koreans, through KakaoTalk. I wouldn't be surprised. But then again, the whole spying, like, nobody cares. Like, even if mainland China, the U.S. government is spying, they don't care what porn or, you know, what hentai or octopus stuff you're watching in private. Nobody cares, right? Nobody cares. Because one of the issues is we tend to have something called a focusing illusion or the focusing fallacy. You think everyone's always watching all the time? No, nobody cares about you. They care about themselves. But even the times when, like, I'm super self-conscious, old people are staring at me, everyone's just on their phones, their AirPods. You see hi to people, they go, what, right? So assume that nobody's watching you because they're too into watching some stupid stuff on their phones, right? And also, I think the reason why I would encourage the via negativa tip I had to parenting: never ever let your kid watch no YouTube, delete it from your phone. You should quit it. It's like, would you give your kid a vape pen at the age of 2? No. So everyone else doing it. Even like most innocuous things like Bluey, I'm like, don't trust no family or kid who watches Bluey. Disney Plus, you know, ultra evil mega corporation, once again just trying to make us all mediocre. And like, even don't even people know that like Walt Disney was like anti-Semitic and anti you know, black people or whatever? Yeah, Walt Disney was definitely a racist. And honestly, at this point, it doesn't really matter. Just the only thing we should be worried about is just the next generation kids. I mean, they'll be fine. It's just they'll just become more antisocial, weird, and kind of lame and weak. But I'm like, just you know, raise your kids however you want. It's like, Seneca is like pretty much 100% carnivore kid, grass-fed beef, air fryer, 10-15 minutes in the air fryers, the Wagyu, thinly sliced beef brisket. And he's definitely like a trillion times bigger than any other kid his size. So it looks like I'm doing something right. But anyways, I think the number one critical thing we gotta be careful about is all this ridiculous fear mongering, fear porn, and I think fear is profitable, so get off that stuff.